folks. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this is the first Back Porch Bluegrass for 2022. We hope 2022 is going to be a little different this year, not faced with the plagues that we had in 2021, and you all know what I'm talking about there. But this show, as always, I try and provide a great source of bluegrass music for you to listen to and hopefully be interested in. This one's going to be another of those shows that celebrates the great banjo playing of Mr. J.D. Crowe, who unfortunately passed away on the 24th of December 2021. He was 84 years old, but he was a giant in the world of banjo playing, and this whole show is going to be dedicated to J.D. Crowe, because basically he was the banjo player of the 70s, 80s, 90s, 20s, and right up to the time that he really stopped playing. Let me read for you from a posting by John Lawless in Bluegrass Today. Another giant passes in the world of three-finger banjo. J.D. Crowe died in the early hours of this morning in hospice care at home, 84 years of age. His place in the pantheon of banjo players is certain. You know, it's me not using those big words. Amongst those who follow the example of Earl Scruggs, Crowe was perhaps the first to rise as a disciple of the new style, who not only made it his own, but did so with the precision and power that set him apart from the herd. Along with Sonny Osborne, who was one of his great friends, who died early this year, a young J.D. Crowe drew attention in his first major professional job, playing banjo with Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys. I'm going to have lots more to say about J.D. Crowe as we go, lots of it from this article, but let's hear J.D. Crowe playing with Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys. This is from an album called The Sunny Side of the Mountain, recorded in 1965, and Mike Miller did most of the banjo playing on the record, but this instrumental version of John Henry was J.D. Crowe playing, and I hope you're going to enjoy it. Recorded sometime before 1960 in the years that J.D. worked with Jimmy Martin. That was Clarence Tate Clarence Tater Tate playing fiddle on that album. And great tune. You hear some of JD's great licks. He's just a young man at the time, but he's already putting in some wonderful timing, yet really capturing the essence of Scruggs-style banjo. We're going to jump forward now to 1968, and this is an album called Bluegrass Holiday, and it was recorded with great friends Doyle Lawson, Red Allen, Bobby Sloan. They did some great bluegrass. They did some of the old standards. They incorporated new songs, as JD was wont to do. He always said in interviews that he listened to a wide range of music, and that became obvious of what he turned into bluegrass music. And we're going to hear a couple of tunes from this album, Dark Hollow, done a little differently from what you might expect, but that was typical of JD Crow. And then his tune Blackjack, which is one of his best known banjo tunes. So we'll hear those tunes. This is all in honor of JD Crow, who died just Christmas Eve 2021, and we'll definitely miss him. Here's JD and the boys, Bluegrass Holiday. JD Crow and the Kentucky Mountain Boys from 1968, and that's a little different from the way that you usually hear Dark Hollow, but he was forever working on his banjo sound. And the next record, people attribute this as changing the sound of bluegrass music forever, and this album came out in 1975, and it's known as 0044. That's around a records catalogue number, and the band is called The New South. It was JD Crow and The New South, and the album was called The New South. And John Lawless says, this record featured an edition of the band that changed the sound of the music forever, with Tony Rice on guitar and lead vocal, Ricky Skaggs on mandolin and tenor vocal, Crow on banjo and baritone vocal, Bobby Sloan on bass, and Jerry Douglas on the Rezzo guitar. 0044 announced to the world that a new generation of bluegrass music had arrived, with an aggressive take-no-prisoners sound. What a great description that is. Well, I've picked out a couple of tunes to play from the new South album. Let's hear You Are What I Am, and then Crying Holy to the Lord. Oh, we missed out Blackjack, didn't we? I'll play that later on.
Take me as I am. You make me feel like a brand new man. Every time I fall down, I never get stuck. You got the combination, gal, to get me right back up. You are what I am. Loving you forever if I can. We had, we'd never been blue. You got the combination, girl, to keep me straight and true. You are what I am. I'm loving you forever if I can. You are what I am. Loving you forever if I can. Every time I fall down, I never get stuck. You got the combination, gal, to get me right back up. You are what I am. Loving you forever if I can.
Rock, where Moses stood. Well, wasn't that some great banjo playing and some great singing? You can see why Tony Rice became the guitarist that everyone wanted to copy. Just drove it along beautifully there. First song, lead vocals by Tony Rice. Second song, Crying Holy, lead vocals by Ricky Skaggs. Both young men at those times and playing great. And every lick that JD played was a classic. And man, you only need to listen to those two tracks and you've got your banjo lick repertoire right there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendwith, when we're thinking about J.D. Crowe, who passed away just on Christmas Eve 2021. Great banjo player. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, New Zealand. They have an online presence for all you people who can't get to the shop. But if you do pass through Hamilton and take the opportunity to go to the shop, you'll find a lot of helpful people there. Big range of instruments and accessories. And they've been sponsoring music in Hamilton for more than 50 years. And I'm delighted that they're sponsoring my show. Let's get back to JD. They put out an album called Blackjack. Who's he got? He's still got Doyle Lawson playing guitar and doing harmony vocals, Larry Rice on mandolin and doing harmony vocals and some lead vocals, and Bobby Sloan on bass are the main musicians on this. And there's some great music on the Blackjack album. And we'll hear Portrait of the Blues, which features Doyle Lawson singing. And then, have we got the tune Blackjack? Yeah, we might hear the tune Blackjack. See, I missed it out before. So hopefully two tunes off this, Portrait of the Blues and then Blackjack from the album Blackjack by J.D. Crowe.
Tonight the cloud of loneliness is on my windowsill. Tell just how I feel. So I think I'll paint a picture of a girl that I once knew. And I think I'll call my picture a portrait of the blues. Falling rain will be my teardrops. Blue skies the way I feel. When she sees it in the picture, she'll know my love was real. And among the solid critics will be a masterpiece of art. When they see that it was painted with the pieces of my heart. Surely place it there, and the little yellow ribbon she wore to match her golden hair. Falling rain will be my teardrops, blue skies the way I feel. When she sees it in the picture, she'll know my love was real. And among the solid critics will be a masterpiece of art when they see that it was painted with the pieces of my heart. Thank you.
those guys sure knew how to pick. So clear, every note comes out, and he's got lovely licks in there. That's the banjo playing a J.D. Crowe that we won't be hearing from him any longer. But thankfully, due to CDs and vinyl records and iTunes and Spotify and various other places, YouTube, there's so much good stuff on YouTube to listen to J.D. Crowe, so we can celebrate just how good he was as a band leader and as a banjo player. Talking about YouTube, if you can go on and you can find the interview that Dan Boner from East Tennessee State University did with JD just a couple of years ago. It's a fine interview. It's an hour or so long, and he asked him some great questions, and JD answered in his laid-back sort of way, as always, and it's a fascinating interview, and I recommend it for you. Look it up. It should have East Tennessee State University in the title of it on YouTube, but there's some great stuff there as well. Well, 1980 was the year of the first Bluegrass Album Band recording, and these recordings of the Bluegrass Album Band, to me, were so definitive in bluegrass music. They brought to life all the old tracks that had often been hard to find from the original pioneers of bluegrass music, and they were done by a band that was at the top of its form, and they just did such great versions of every song. They didn't copy them, they just played them and gave them the best treatment they possibly could. I remember Mark Miracle from the Sonoran Dogs and Sawmill Road and other bands like that telling me that he was just getting into bluegrass about that time. He bought every album that he could of the Bluegrass Album Band, learned all the mandolin breaks, learned all the harmonies, learned the tenor harmonies, learned the words of the songs. They were his book of bluegrass music, and they were for many, many people. Wonderful recordings, and that was J.D. Crowe, Doyle Lawson, Tony Rice, with Bobby Hicks on fiddle and Todd Phillips on bass, and they did some wonderful music. Let's hear the tracks I've picked to play from Volume 1 is, interestingly, a gospel song that's always been associated with J.D. Crowe and one of his earlier bands, the song Model Church, and then the classic On My Way Back to the Old Home. Let's hear these from Volume 1 of the Bluegrass Album Band featuring J.D. Crowe.
Well, wife, I found a model church there today. It made me think of the good old times before my hair was gray. The meeting house was finer built than they were years ago. Sexton did not set me down away back by the door. He knew that I was old and deaf and saw that I was poor. He must have been a Christian man. He led me boldly upward roll. I thought I heard the angel choir strike on their harps of gold. I tell you, wife, if it didn't those hymns once more, I felt just like some wrecked marine who gets a glimpse of shore. It made me want to lay aside this weather-beaten fore and anchor in that blessed port, forever from the storm. Dear wife, the toil will soon be o'er, the victory soon be won, the shining strand is just ahead, our race is nearly run, we're near Canaan's happy shore, our home's so bright and fair, thank God we'll never see.
Just can't get any better bluegrass than that, can you? Every note there is just brilliant, and the energy in that track is just amazing. And that comes from just the years that J.D. Crowe was working with the Kentucky Mountain Boys and the New South, putting it all together, working with those musicians, friends of his, and what a classic sound. We're listening to J.D. Crowe, folks, a fine banjo player. Let's listen to a couple of tracks now from the Bluegrass Album Band Volume 2. And I've selected a tune they did from Dua Lawson's and J.D. Crowe's old boss, Jimmy Martin. It's a tune called Ocean of Diamonds. And, of course, J.D. Crowe plays great banjo on this one. And then a Flat and Scruggs tune, I'll Never Shed Another Tear. Bluegrass Album Band, Volume 2, J.D. Crowe.
Under the stars, while others drink wine, leaning over a bar. All that I need, dear, make me feel fine, is to know that your love will forever be mine. I'd give an ocean of diamonds, a world filled with flowers, you love me too. Would change all the dark clouds to the bluest of blue. Well, I don't drink this, don't drink their wine. So if you refuse me, my poor heart will burn. I'll be so lonely till the day that I die. And as long as I live, dear, you can still hear me cry. I give an ocean of diamonds, a world filled with flowers, to hold you closely for just a few hours. Hear you whisper softly that you love me too. Would change all the dark clouds to the bluest of blue. The world for me, but now things have changed and those days are gone forever, so I'll never shed another tear. I'll never shed another tear. Now I don't care what happens, you have proved your love untrue to me. There's nothing you can do that could ever change my feelings, so I'll never shed another tear. You told me not to fear, but now you've forgotten and you've left me here forever, so I'll never shed another tear. I'll never shed another tear. I don't care what happens, you have proved your love untrue to me. There's nothing you can do that will ever change my feelings, so I'll never shed another tear. Should have told me, dear, that you were only fooling. Then I'd never learn to love you so. Then I wouldn't have all these heartaches, my darling, dreading the day I'd see you go. I'll another tear. Now I don't care what happens, you have proved your love untrue to me. There's nothing you can do that will ever change my feelings, so I'll never shed another tear.
Some beautiful bluegrass music there from the Bluegrass Album Band. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this program is celebrating the wondrous banjo talents and vocal talents and band leader talents of one J.D. Crowe, who died Christmas Eve 2021. Big hello to all the people listening on the Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand and throughout Canada. This program is broadcast off many stations at different times during the day and different days of the week. Starts in Hamilton at 10 o'clock on Tuesday night. It's repeated in Hamilton at midnight on Wednesday, so I'm never up for that one, as you can imagine. And Bluegrass Planet Radio, all the folks listening in the USA, a big hi from New Zealand. We're having summer at present, and it's been a hot summer so far down here. A bit hot for me, I'm afraid. I don't like going out in the sun, but it gives me an excuse to stay inside with the aircon on and watch the cricket on television. Isn't that a dreadful thing to do? And but I know you are having winter up in the northern hemisphere, and that'd be quite nice too at times. What else do I need to say? All the people listening on the podcast, I greatly appreciate you tuning in. And we've started a Facebook page called Back Porch Bluegrass New Zealand, or Back Porch Bluegrass NZ, in which I post the running list of the show so that you can go to that and find out the source of the songs if you hear something that you want to hear again and need to know where it came from. And so that's happening. What else? You can pick up the show as a podcast from Access Media New Zealand. Even if you go to Free FM, you'll see recent shows up there. All sorts of places, and iTunes, of course, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, all sorts of places you can get the show. So thank you very much for tuning in. I appreciate it. What are we going to hear? Bluegrass Album Band. We've got to continue with this because this is what was happening through the 1980s. J.D. Crowe played with other people and played in many projects. He was a great innovator, bringing different tunes into bluegrass music and making them sound like bluegrass. Here's a great song written by Chris Hillman and Graham Parsons from the Bluegrass Album Band Volume 3, California Connection. It's a tune called Devil in Disguise, and it goes like this.
She's a devil in disguise, you can see it in her eyes. She's telling dirty lies, she's a devil in disguise, in disguise. Now a woman like that, all she does is hate you. She doesn't know what makes a man a man. She'll talk about the times that she's been with you, and she'll speak your name to everyone she can. She's a devil in disguise, you can't see it in her eyes. She's telling dirty lies, she's a devil in disguise, in disguise. Her close companion, her world is filled with jealousy and doubt. It
It's a raw to see a person crying. She's just the kind that you can't live without. Well, she's a devil in disguise. You can't see it in her eyes. She's telling dirty lies. She's a devil in disguise. In disguise. Always turns up in your pocket whenever you are looking for a dime. Well, it's all right to call her, but I'll bet you that the moon is full and you're just a wasting time. Well, she's a devil in disguise. You can't see it in her eyes. She's telling dirty lies. She's a devil in disguise. In disguise. Devil in disguise. You can't see it in her eyes. She's telling dirty lies. She's a devil in disguise. In disguise.
They've added a lot of songs to the bluegrass repertoire. Last track we'll do from the bluegrass album Band is an instrumental. Features the fiddle playing of Bobby Hicks, and it's a Bill Monroe tune called Cheyenne.
Thank you.
That's the tune Cheyenne by the Bluegrass Album Band. Some wonderful music. Man, it was so hard sorting out what tunes to play for this show because there is so much music from J.D. Crowe it's hard to believe how much he contributed. But he kept on playing. J.D. Crowe and the New South was a long-running band, and I'd like to play you from an album just called J.D. Crowe and the New South, Lefty's Old Guitar. It's named for one of the songs on the album. It's a great song. This album, he had himself playing banjo and vocals, Dwight McCall doing mandolin and vocals, Ricky Wasson on guitar and vocals, Ron Stewart on fiddle, and Harold Dixon on bass. And Doug Jernigan played a bit of pedal steel on the tune Lefty's Old Guitar, as well as a few other tunes. And we're going to hear some music from this. J.D. Crowe kept playing up to about the last couple of years when he had a chest infection. Don't need to get into that. The article by John Lawless is just wonderful. But it sums up J.D.'s playing. But to be plain and risk heresy, no one ever played bluegrass banjo more passionately, more inventively, or more interestingly than J.D. Crowe did. Two generations of pickers had studied his playing, and even those who were taking the three-finger style in new directions like Baylor Fleck and Tony Trischka and Noam Pikelny will readily acknowledge Crowe as a major influence and an unmistakable stylist in his own right. If Earl Scruggs was a machine, J.D. Crowe was a carnival ride. His playing was fun, light-hearted, and even frivolous at times, all coming from his own distinct personality. What a wonderful thing to have said about you. He was never comfortable in his position as an icon in the music. I have heard him answer questions about vastly different licks and phrases in the same way. I just tried to do what fit the song, and he meaning something else in each instance. People really love J.D. Crowe and his playing. Let's hear from his band again. Here's Lefty's Old Guitar. He always said about his band, he always tried to get the best out of each member of the band, feature them and really make them perform as well. And he sure did that with this lineup. We're going to hear Lefty's Old Guitar.
Make much music these days. I'm an old guitar nobody plays, but still a whole lot of good picking left in me. I don't mind just to hang here silently, 'cause I'm proud to be Lefty's old guitar, filled with memories of a superstar. My home is in the Country Music Hall of Fame. It's such a grand feeling to share old Lefty's name. I'm Lefty's old guitar. Saginaw, Michigan was always a favorite of mine. And if you get the money, honey, I'll get the time. His heart and soul and all of the songs he wrote, and you could feel what he was feeling in every single note. We traveled many years together playing one night show. should be contented with that, I suppose. But when I think of the past, all of the places we've been, Lord, I'd give the world to do it all over again. I just hang here on this wall and remember it all. And the good times outweigh the bad by far. Though these dreams are rusty and old, and what's played, it's of solid gold. I'm a simple little star, I'm Lefty.
Just about coming to the end of the show, folks. I've sort of had different songs planned. I wasn't sure how it was all going to go. I hope you've enjoyed my take on the music of J.D. Crow. We'll undoubtedly hear a lot more from him in Back Porch Bluegrass in the next few months, because I just enjoy his music, and it's as simple as that. I'd like to take it out with a banjo tune. They played this banjo tune on the interview that Dan Boner did with him and his good friend. And J.D. Crow was just playing backup banjo for it, and I started to learn it, so I've spent the last few days trying to learn this banjo tune. It's a great tune. It's one called the Nashville Blues, and it's a Earl Scruggs tune, but J.D. Crow does it in a classic J.D. Crow way. I hope you enjoy it. I'll play it for you now. Nashville Blues, thank you for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Tune in again next week.